When I was a young apprentice, and less than compass mentis, I took leave of all my senses with a maid I fell in love. Her ringlets so entwined me, Aphrodite's smile did blind me, Cupid's arrow struck behind me, and her father owned a pub. It was there I met my nemesis, and her father's licensed premises, like the seraphim of Genesis, sat Mary Ann Maguire. Ah, arrayed in fine apparel, astride a porter barrel, she looked the sort of girl that would fill you with desire. All the turtle doves were cooing as I took to my wooing, a loveliness pursuing in the springtime of that year. But she thought I should be older and more gallant and much bolder, in the uniform of a soldier, 'tis then she'd hold me dear. In extremis and euphoria, I joined with Queen Victoria for a spell of death or gloria, a fighting with the boars. To the wind I threw all caution, I'll return with fame and fortune, and together make a portion of matrimony's choice. On the gravestone of her mother, she swore she loved no other, but I did soon discover that she played me for a burk. For Lady Luck had beached me, and intelligence had reached me, whilst I'd been overseas, that she had married to a Turk. Well, me, I then deserted, to find the girl who flirted, back to Ireland I reverted, for my jealousy was roused. In Maguire's pub in Derry, I found him making merry, with his arms around my Mary, as together they caroused. So I took my time and waited until his thirst was sated, and home he navigated through the streets of Derry town. At his lodgings he stood knocking, and whilst they were unlocking, I put a stone into a stocking, on his head I brought it down. 'Twas then the night's serenity was rent with loud obscenity and Ottoman profanity I couldn't understand. With an oath he made to grab me, with full intent to stab me, but as he tried to kebab me, I was screaming up in the Strand. All around the town's perimeter, he chased me with a scimitar, a powerful passion limiter to an errant in his pride. Through the waterside he chased me, to the bridge of Foyle he raced me, and at Derry Quay he faced me, so I jumped into the tide. Sure, bravery's no virtue when some heathen's trying to hurt you, and all noble thoughts desert you when you see his curly knife. For there's many things worth trying for, and occasionally worth lying for, but there's bugger all worth dying for, so I'll stick to the soldier's life.